Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're talking about Giving Tuesday today, and we've got a few special guests here with us. Amos Aesop is normally heard on Tech Radio with Kent Osborne, but he joins me here in the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Amos, thanks for being here.
You bet. Thanks for having me in.
And then in Vermilion, we have SDPB's Heather Benson. She's our social media expert. Heather, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
Also with Heather in Vermilion, Ryan Howlett with South Dakota Public Broadcasting Friends. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me as well.
All right. We're talking Giving Tuesday, which was actually started in 2012 as sort of a inspiration to raise money on this day, kick off a season of giving. By 2015, 98 countries participated in it, raising more than $177 million. Those numbers are even higher today. So let's talk about some of the potential and pitfalls of giving on Giving Tuesday. And Heather, let's start with you. I'm wondering, how much has social media really changed the dynamic of fundraising in this country, but in the world?
Well, I think fundraising has always been a very social activity, be it your church supper and you invite people to come join you there, or a community rallies around to sell raffle tickets for this, that, the other. And social media is sort of the natural extension of that wish to have people join in with you. And Facebook's really made a big play into it this year. They set up the ability to donate funds directly there on Facebook in the last 12 months. And they do it in a very thorough fashion as a nonprofit that has had to jump through the hoops to become verified by Facebook. They take their role very seriously. And for the first time this year, they've really rolled it out in a big way. And SDPB is participating. A lot of area nonprofits in South Dakota are. And they actually have a matching campaign where up to the first $2 million raised today, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is matching up to $50,000 per nonprofit. So it's growing at a fairly rapid rate in social media. And Facebook, being the largest social media company, is making sure to take a role there themselves.
So, Heather, do you mean you had to go through like a vetting process before you could participate in fundraising and get those matching funds?
Quite an extensive vetting process. Ryan can attest to this as well, because Friends, of course, is our the 501c3 nonprofit, part of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. And we had to verify everything from Ryan and Julie's birthday to all our banking records to all of our records as a nonprofit. And if you go to any of the nonprofits that are participating in Giving Tuesday on Facebook today, you'll note that they're verified, and they also usually provide their Guide Star rating, which is the sort of de facto nonprofit rating service that exists. And from an outsider looking in, they're doing a better job than you necessarily see in some other places, like, say, GoFundMe, which is a more of kind of a wild, wild west version of fundraising.
Ryan, give me an idea then of what the potential is on Facebook for nonprofits to sort of not only, raise awareness, but actually raise money today.
It's a great service in terms of that verified network. Giving Tuesday being primarily social driven, and, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, or the other platforms, this is the single biggest philanthropic day of the year. November and December are the two most important months as we end the year with that tax deadline of coming up on charitable giving. And for places like us and the banquet that you just heard of and every other charity in the state of South Dakota, this time is critically important. And for an international movement that began in 2012 that has turned into the biggest single day of philanthropy, and then the ability to get that message out there so people are thinking about giving beyond today and throughout the rest of the year, it's critically important. It is a huge, tremendous opportunity, and the platform for you to connect with your network to start your own fundraiser, whether that's, for a cause that you believe in or or anything else. It's just, it can't be understated the amount of importance that Giving Tuesday has taken on right now.
Amos, it occurs to me that with all the potential here, there are also a lot of perils to separate people from their money, from folks who maybe don't have the best intentions and don't have the transparency or the accountability. Let's start with some of the things that folks need to be wary of.
Well, the first thing is to just be aware that as they were talking about the social media platforms and the ability for those numbers to go up, those people that would take advantage of that are aware of it as well. They're aware of Facebook having all kinds of items that are going to be promoting these charities, emails as well. And so they're trying to craft similar looking ones or similar sounding ones in the hopes that you might either be duped into thinking this is a legitimate one or having one that is so well worded that you're willing to give to maybe one you haven't heard of before. And so we really encourage people to make sure you know what it is you're getting into when you receive a Facebook message, a Twitter message, an email is really the big one right now. Know what it is, know the charity that you're getting into before you move forward.
All right, so let's start with email, Amos, and let's talk about some of those things that might be suspicious. What are the red flags?
Sure. Well, first, be suspicious of every email is really kind of a good idea, right? Is to really go into the emails assuming that it's a bad one until you can verify that it's not. A good idea is to not click any links that come within an email. If the email is pushing a particular charity, don't use the links that are within it. Make sure you go directly to that charity's website. Make sure you, and if you don't know what that is, search for it. Do a Google on if it's the Red Cross or whatever particular charity it happens to be. There's a high likelihood in the scamming industry to create a link that looks right but is off by just a little bit. Maybe there's a slight misspelling. Maybe there's a change. Maybe instead of being redcross.org, it's redcrossdonations.org. And it looks legitimate but is not something that came from the actual charity itself. So it's always best to, on your own, go to those websites to make those donations.
Heather, is there a risk that because there's a scamming industry and because people are looking to also take money as well as raise money on this day and other days, is there a risk that people back away from giving online, or is that just you can't stop the forward momentum?
Well, I think, Ryan touched on the fact we're only in the fifth year of Giving Tuesday, and it's grown to be the biggest philanthropic day of the year. And, giving pitfalls have always been there, be it, back when people came to door-to-door asking for money and how did you know that was the right person, or phone calls, now email, and now we're on social media. There's always that element that's looking to take advantage of people, and there's always that opportunity for you as the giver to ask questions, ask the right questions, and work with people you know.
Ryan, people want to give. And you talk with people about, what their needs are, we talk with Madeline Shields about just, serving volunteers. What are people looking for? What makes them feel good? What makes them feel like they have made a difference when they support it?
It really is, Lori, about that impact and what you want to do with your money. When you think about your charitable and philanthropic interests, you want to do something that improves the lives of someone, whether that's providing great, honest, intellectually challenging programming on Here in the Moment, or whether that's feeding someone who really, really needs it. It's about looking beyond yourself and looking out across the world. What's the need? I have the means to help an organization that I care a lot about make a difference for a group of people that I also care a lot about. And so, it's really assessing what your priorities are with the resources that you have and saying, this is what my family and I believe in. This is what is passionate for me. And this is the available dollars that I have, the resources that I have to make a difference, whether that's a time resource of volunteering or whether that's a financial resource and saying I can have an impact and enable this organization to do great work. But it really goes back to the impact in the community, whether that's the broad international world or something that's granular right down to feeding someone on your block or in your city.
Heather, is it hard to be heard? What sort of advice do you have in sort of the social media landscape, which is noisy, everybody's out there saying, you know, pick me, pick me. What advice do you have for, you know, for charitable organizations that are trying to find, to get their message to the right person?
Well, I'd say the thing that everyone needs to keep in mind is giving is far beyond just Giving Tuesday. And telling your story needs to go far beyond Giving Tuesday. It needs to be a year-round thing that you are able to explain your value to people, show them why they should care, and so that when you go to ask, they understand who you are and why you matter in their life. And, you know, STPB, we're blessed in that we can be on the radio, on television, online, constantly telling our story. But other organizations can always just look for those little ways. Is it, you know, when you're at church on Sunday, do you tell people about what the banquet does? If you're in line at the grocery store, is there someone who can strike up a conversation? Look for those opportunities to tell your story year-round so that when we get to a big day like today, you're not a stranger.
Amos, I am so hesitant to use my credit card anymore that I almost might shouldn't even have one. It's buried in a desk drawer now, which is probably where it will stay.
Sure.
How do you approach that? Because that does limit what, you know, how you interact with the brave new world.
It does. And actually, the credit card is probably the best way to do things, because you've got a little bit of a recourse there, right?
Okay.
When you use your credit card, you're going through a system where the entity has, established a merchant account. They've got a footprint of some sort that at least the credit card issuer can go back to if there's a problem. We always encourage people not to donate by cash unless you're at a physical location. Maybe, for instance, the kettles, the Salvation Army kettles, would be a good idea with cash. Otherwise, especially mailing cash, a bad idea. And checks are fine if you're actually sending them directly to the entity. But in general, credit cards would be the way to go. As long as you know you're going directly to the charity site, and generally don't do it over the phone unless you've called them.
All right. So, Amos, I feel like I want to give to a smaller organization, a smaller charity. I find their website. How do I know if their website is secure to put my credit card in? Because that would be another avenue to capture my information.
Sure, absolutely. Most of the modern web browsers that you use to go to those web pages are going to have a lock or a mechanism up near the address that's going to tell you whether it's secure or not. You do want to make sure that you're using that. You also don't want to be doing that in a public area where you're on public Wi-Fi, say at the coffee shop or the local shopping mall or something like that. Typically, that stuff is supposed to be encrypted all the way from one end to the other. But it's always a good idea to minimize your risk surface by doing it at home on a known good connection to, a place that is a safe encrypted website.
What else do you have? Other thoughts? Other sort of warnings?
The biggest thing would be is to slow down, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
There seems to be a real attitude of pressure and hurry. You know, give money right now. The money that you would give today is probably going to do just as much good as if you were going to give it tomorrow, right? So that's what the scammers are looking for. In fact, we've seen some scams where people were reluctant to do it online or through a phone call. The scammers were willing to send somebody to their door to pick up that cash.
Oh, wow.
Right now. If there's a sense of hurriedness, if there's a sense of rush, probably a good sign that it's a scam. So just slow down. Make sure you actively try to find out the charities that you're passionate about, that you have interest in donating to, that you think is going to make a difference, and go directly to them and make that donation there.
All right. Giving Tuesday. Ryan Howlett will give you the last word. Leave us with something positive about the impact of really what donation can do in your community.
You know, I think about our organization for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, you know, as an internal example, but our program would not be the same as it was without the 11,000 member families from across the state of South Dakota and the 150 corporate partners that sponsor us each and every year. And every organization is like that, whether, you know, that is in Rapid City or Pukwana or any place in between across the state. With you participating, you make the state of South Dakota better. That boat floats higher when charities are enabled to do great work and have regular citizens that give them $5, $50, $500, or $5 million behind them. It's an important thing that these groups do for public service, and we're happy to be a part of it here at SDPB, and we are happily supporting the other thousands of charitable organizations across our state because they do fantastic work. I want to say thank you, Lori, for bringing to Giving Tuesday to the air and really telling this conversation because it's important.
Heather Benson, Ryan Howlett, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amos Aesop, you can hear him on Fridays with Tech Radio with Kent Osborne every other Friday here on SDPB Radio. Thank you so much for being here as well.
Thanks for having me in.